8. Good morning. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. Did you know that more than 10,000 people a year are diagnosed with it in the UK? You might notice certain buildings around West Yorkshire purple today, lit up in purple. Only 1% of people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer live for more than 10 years. I've been to meet one woman from West Yorkshire who's been living with the disease for over a decade.
Hello, my name's Karen Stead from Outwood in Wakefield, and I'd like to talk to you today about the colour purple. I'm a pancreatic cancer patient and I first started being ill at the end of 2009. Started feeling nauseous, and then for the next 6 months I started with abdominal pains, what they thought was irritable bowel syndrome, what could have been indigestion, but this went on for 7 or 8 months. 4 or 5 visits to the GP and constantly told it's nothing wrong, just go home and, you know, get on with it, it'll go away. My husband was working away and I had a lovely time. We used to go every other weekend to Prague and have a lovely time there. And then the last weekend that we were there, I got up the next morning and I was actually yellow. My husband said, there's something clearly wrong here. So I went to the GPs again. Oh yes, they finally believed me that there was something wrong with me. We think it may be a problem with your liver. So luckily I had private health insurance, which shouldn't have to be the case to get seen more quickly. But I went along, saw some within 3 days, had an MRI scan and was told, you've got something in your pancreas, we're not sure what it is, we'll have to do some tests. But I was told that it was a tumour and I was referred to St James's Hospital at Leeds under the care of Mr Smith and his team. 6 weeks later, I had what's called a Whipple's procedure, which basically means the only way to get to your pancreas is for a massive operation. It took about 8.5 hours. And at that point, they did a biopsy on the tumour and they said, yes, it was cancerous. So it's really a good job that I had the operation at the time. Went along to the next appointment and I was told, well, all being well, you've got probably a year or 2 years at the most. And that was quite hard to hear. And we then had to go home and tell our grown-up children the bad news. But I'm still here after 11 years. I set up a PanPal support group in Leeds and we talked to lots of different patients at different stages. Sadly, a lot of them we only see a couple of times because of the really bad statistics. On the 18th of November, it's World Pancreatic Cancer Day, in which lots of buildings all over the world light up purple. I've got, in my hometown, I've got the Town Hall in Wakefield on Wood Street, Clock Tower in Wakefield at the HMP prison. In Leeds, you'll be able to see the Town Hall and the civic buildings lit up. And in Bradford, we've got the Bradford City Park, Macmillan Tower, and also Foster Archers. So if you are out and about and you see any photographs, please take them and post them online. Unfortunately, pancreatic cancer is one of the hardest ones to treat. Over half of the people who are diagnosed will die within 12 weeks. As hard as it seems, that is the fact. And only 1% will make it to 10 years. It's very hard, it can be very quick, and some people can die within a week of being diagnosed that they've actually got the illness. I'm hoping that by lighting the buildings up and continuing my work with Pancreatic Cancer UK, that we can raise awareness of the symptoms. The main symptoms are abdominal pain, unexplained weight loss, jaundice, indigestion. A lot of people can actually start with diabetes at a late stage in their life, probably in the 60s, and that's an alarm bell. You should think, why is someone starting with diabetes? If it's not diagnosed early enough, there's no chance of being operable and very little chance of surviving. In the future, I would like the statistics to improve. They haven't really improved for the last 50 years, and it's a long, hard slog. It's not easy at the moment. I know some doctors can't see people or are unable to, but if you talk to them on the phone and tell them how ill you've been and for how long, they should really look into it.
It's Karen Stead from Outwood on World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. So watch out for the purple, and now you know why as well.